It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Glad to have you with us. Tomorrow, yet another concert is taking place at Aloha Stadium. Busy this fall for music. The event features Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, and Sublime with Rome. That's the band that continued the legacy of landmark 90s group Sublime. Today we have Sublime with Rome's vocalist returning to the show, Rome Ramirez. Hey, brother.
Yo, what's going on?
Thanks for taking some time for us.
Absolutely.
So what can you tell us about this crazy show that you're going to be part of?
Pretty gnarly, right?
Have you ever played with Snoop before?
Yeah, we played with Snoop before. He's just the coolest guy in the world, man. He puts on an awesome show. All of his team, everyone's just really good people. And I've never met Cardi before, nor played with her, but we hear she puts on an awesome show. So
you've got some new music, Wicked Heart, new tune. Will you be playing that and other new tunes at the show?
We'll definitely be playing Wicked Heart. We're still kind of trying to perfect like the other stuff, but we've been kind of switching up the set and just implementing like verses and hooks of the new stuff and kind of teasing it in like dubs, kind of exploring like mashing up songs and doing dubs and stuff like old reggae artists. So we've been kind of getting into that.
It does, as you were saying, have that reggae kind of inflection mixed with the ska Sublime kind of hybrid sound. Is producer Rob Cavallo on board with this? I had read that.
Yeah, Rob Cavallo produced the entire album with us in Texas. He like is like a veteran, man, and the way he had us perform and the way he channeled like certain energy in the writing was just really crazy. Like, he's a pro, man.
After doing Green Day, Clapton, Phil Collins, Dave Matthews, his resume takes a couple of pages. It's a little long.
Yeah.
When you make your set up, Rome, and you guys are thinking about the classic Sublime tunes, do you guys play all the original songs at some point or just sort of a greatest hits approach when you do your shows?
We like to call it like the rule of thirds. We'll do all of the hits that Sublime has, and then the other third, do like the dopest B-sides. And those ones we always switch up. And then for the Sublime with Rome fans, we knew in our original ones in there too. And then there's like a little bonus extra because we play longer usually than an hour and a half when the venue permits us. And we'll just do like freestyles and like just random covers and stuff like that. So.
And you never got to see the original Sublime with Brad because when he passed away, you must have been about 8 years old.
Yeah, man. I was young. So by the time I got into Sublime, I was like, I want to go see these guys live. I want to go see him in concert. Come to find out that I think my uncle told me that he had passed away years before. I got into them in like 2002 or something.
That's a trip to be replacing somebody that you had listened to and had inspired you to pick up an instrument. Do you guys have any kind of different approach when you have a big show like this? You're going to be in a giant stadium. It's much different kind of audience than, let's say, playing in a club. Do you change what you're doing?
Well, not necessarily the music, no, but we definitely change the mindset of the performance because you have to play to your audience. You can play in a club full of ragers, and you can play in a stadium full of people who don't know who the hell you are, too. So you have to, like, find your audience and then play to them, you know? There's no way you can play, like, a club and then play a stadium the same way. You have to come at it with a certain different kind of angle. But it's all based off what the audience has given you and what the band's giving back, so for us, we'll probably just practice a lot more backstage, and then I'm not going to try and talk as much to my friends and family backstage before the show, because my voice will go out.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're in prime form for that.
And yeah.
That's interesting, the approach, as you're talking about, for the different size venues and the different kinds of crowds that you might experience, whether they're your audience or maybe they're somebody else's audience, and that makes me think of the tours that you've gotten to do with the band. Do you have any favorites when you think of some of the big bands you guys have gotten to play with?
I've been playing with so many legends that I've met along the way. Like, it's crazy. Playing with Snoop has been one of them. Like, getting a tour with Snoop has been crazy. Playing with the Specials before, Rewind Selector, I mean, Bad Brain. You just kind of learn all these little tidbits of information or even just listen to their experiences.
As we go to wrap it up, when you mentioned some of those names of bands that you've gotten to share the stage with, what's your biggest hero encounter where you've met somebody who you really respect or admire and maybe it just left you stunned that you were there in their presence?
One time I was at LAX with Tom Morello. He was like sitting like four seats over from me from Rage Against the Machine, and I was so nervous I couldn't even say anything, and then he got called for his gate and then he left, and I just this was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I still think about this to this day. I'm like, dude, that was the closest I've ever been to, like, literally, he's like one of my freaking hugest idols. Rage Against the Machine, they're like gods to me. So, like, to see him, you know, I know everything about him. And I didn't even know what to say. You know, I was so speechless that I just missed my whole window of opportunity. Maybe I'll run into him again.
That's a funny one right there. It's Rome Ramirez from Sublime with Rome. He's going to be doing this show called the Dream Weekend Show at Aloha Stadium with Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, and his band, Sublime with Rome. Thank you so much for talking today, Rome. It's good talking to you again. Hopefully we'll get to see you at the show, brother.
All right, my guy. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Another fight is a hazard to our health, but we do it to ourselves every time, every time. Who knew? Nobody can hurt me like you do. Stuck me in the dark like voodoo. Go and make your mark, yeah, I'ma love you from afar. Bless your wicked heart. Same shit that you heard before, because we wake up in the morning.